Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, it's probably going to take us months, if not years, for the truth about the COVID-19 pandemic to emerge. But when it does, is any politician going to take responsibility for the lies and disinformation or the damage that this hoax caused this nation, this great nation? Yes, we are. We're great. I don't think so, but what it did prove is what happens when the Democrats are in charge. They may not be in the White House, but it is the House that wields the power over legislation and over money. And couple this power with the useful idiots of the mainstream media to promote this widespread hysteria. And we then have this total capitulation of a very frightened populace, a frightened nation, and that accepted an unprecedented total lockdown of its very existence. Shame on us. If the Fourth Estate had done its job or had any integrity left, it would have reported the actual figures of the coronavirus impact instead of what would generate the most fear. So, by the numbers, what is the truth? Why did hospitals and doctors count practically all deaths? Motorcycle accidents, cancer deaths, is COVID-19 deaths? Could it be because of extra government funding for these cases? The CDC released a very controversial report that the actual death rate due to COVID-19 alone was minuscule compared to what was reported in the mainstream news. Reuters is listing 194,147 as COVID deaths as of September 14th, 2020. In an article, an August article by Leslie Eastman in LegalInsurrection.com, a chart was posted with CDC figures. And it stated, to begin with, it doesn't mean that the virus killed only about 9,700 Americans. The data demonstrates that unless there is another underlying health condition, most people infected had very little chance of dying. This is especially true of young people who fall prey to the pathogen. Yet those people who had heart conditions, kidney problems, or other medical conditions who died might still be alive, except that they were infected with COVID-19. Since the inception of this pandemic, COVID-19 deaths have been lumped together into a category that included presumed deaths. Now, before COVID-19, before that hit the news, 12,000 of us had died in 2019 of the regular flu. And this new virus was supposedly deadlier because it was highly contagious and no one was immune to it. But while the virus originated in Wuhan, China, progressives refused to name it the Chinese virus. Morons were even calling it the European flu. In January, Trump ordered restrictions on flights from China. In February, Speaker of the House Pelosi was suggesting that we should all go to Chinatown and hug a Chinese person to show that we're not discriminating against them. Okay? Unless your source of news is only the mainstream press, then you probably have not heard this quote from a Chinese virologist, Dr. Li Mingyan, who says she did some of the earliest research into COVID-19 last year. She escaped from Hong Kong and has been hiding in fear, but has stepped out into the public eye again to make the explosive claim that she had scientific evidence to prove that COVID-19 was human-made in a lab in China. When asked where the deadly virus, and this is from some news source, when asked where the deadly virus that has killed more than 900,000 around the globe comes from, Yan, speaking via video chat from a secret location, replied it comes from the lab. The lab in Wuhan, and the lab is controlled by China's government. The first thing is the meat market in Wuhan is a smokescreen, and this virus is not from nature. And she explained that she got her intelligence from the CDC in China, from the local doctors. Twitter just shut down her account. What a shocker. The truth is that we've been lied to continuously since the media decided to scare us to death with bogus data and our lack of common sense. I am at high risk, not because of my age, but because of my health issues. And I went along, I went out there and I bought 2 weeks worth of food, and I was prepared for the apocalypse and everything else. And I locked down and stayed in place, but I'd already had it. I know that I know plenty of people that claim that tell me they know people that have passed away. I'm not taking the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. I'm not going to take and say that this was not a dangerous thing. I am going to say that it has been overblown. The young and the healthy are very unlikely to die from this, much less get sick. They should never have been locked down. The vulnerable, on the other hand, they don't need to be locked down. They need to be protected. And they don't. This part really gets me bad. Putting them in a nursing home and then not letting their loved ones go to them, that is not good. That has never been good. They don't need to be isolated. When the COVID-19 press conferences began with the medical experts dispensing their opinions and advice, the go-to expert was Dr. Anthony Fauci, but I never cared about him or trusted him. He rolled his eyes and bring his hand to his head and smirk while Trump was talking, and once when leaving the room, nodded in solidarity with the CNN reporter. The media made him a superstar in spite of the fact he kept changing his opinion when he hadn't seen a patient in over 35 years. In previous severe flu seasons, there have been much higher death rates, yet there was no mandatory lockdown. So, why am I calling this a hoax? The only reason why politicians, especially the Democrats in charge, pushed for shutting down the economy was because economic destruction was their goal. Trump's strong economy, low unemployment numbers for all Americans, was a real obstacle to a Joe Biden victory. And they seized on this pandemic because they never let a crisis go to waste. And you have been gaslighted. We can't take anything reported by the New York Times, the Washington Post, Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, MSNBC, the Drudge Report, and the Alphabet News as gospel, because it's all designed to frighten and delay the recovery. Fauci insists that things will not return to normal until 2021, and Biden, if elected, will mandate mandatory mask wearing for all, which is a joke. I talked about this yesterday. Masks don't work. People catch it wearing masks all the time. And I feel sorry for all those required to wear them all day at work because they're breathing in carbon dioxide and moisture. I guess there's a couple of things that came out of, I've read a little bit and I've been, redoing a couple of things here and there. But we're not supposed to be locked away. This is why prison. Why did they let the prisoners go? That's the other thing. I don't get that. So the people that they can enforce social distancing on, they let them out. And those of us that are healthy, are running around healthy, are running around now with slight immunity, we have to be locked down. I don't get it. I don't get it. But come after this election, when it's President Trump, and it's beginning to look a lot to me like the House is going to get retaken by the Republicans, and I don't see the Senate being lost to the Democrats. The baggage they're carrying is just too big and noisy. Come that time, we'll see if there's a reckoning. We're going to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. The Atlantic has published yet another desperate attempt to stop Trump from being reelected, this time assuring readers that unless Biden wins his bid for the White House, the riots and chaos will continue. Promise. Now, The Atlantic, which is very much entrenched with left-leaning writers and editors, has more recently they've bent into full activism. Editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg published an article last week claiming that the president referred to the deceased members of the United States military as suckers and losers, in addition to several other claims about Trump's demeanor. He has been on the receiving end of sharp criticism since that time, mainly because his entire foundation for the report was based on four anonymous sources who claim to be present or have knowledge of the president making these remarks back in 2018. None of them ever came forward to claim ownership of the remarks, you know, maybe give a little authenticity to it. More than 20 on the record sources, however, both supports of Trump and detractors like John Bolton have insisted the president never said anything of the sort. But they've stood by their story because, you know, why get rid of a perfectly good lie if half the people are going to believe it? And now an op-ed is keeping the anti-Trump rhetoric going by promising that unless Biden wins, voters can expect to continue watching their cities burn to the ground. Which, that is an astonishing thing to say. That's an invitation of a sort that, you know, I don't know what the... Anyway. Opinion columnist Shadi Hamid claims that while he doesn't believe that Trump is actually a threat to the nation, he feels that those that loathe him would be so emotionally disturbed by an electoral loss that he can't predict how they might behave. Out of this fear, Republican voters who truly care about restoring law and order could only vote for Biden if they want the carnage to stop. He writes, as someone who has argued against, the isms of catastrophe, I don't believe Donald Trump is a fascist or a dictator in the making, and I don't believe America is a failed state. I find myself truly worried about only one scenario, that Trump will win re-election and Democrats and others on the left will be unwilling, even unable to accept the result. A loss by Joe Biden under these circumstances is the worst case, not because Trump will destroy America, he can't, but because it is the outcome most likely to undermine faith in democracy, resulting in more of the social unrest and street battles that cities including Portland, Oregon, and Seattle have seen in recent months. For this reason, strictly law and order Republicans who have responded in dismay to scenes of rioting and looting have an interest in Biden winning, even if they could never bring themselves to vote for him. Hamid painted a scenario where Trump couldn't possibly win re-election unless the Russians interfered, or he once again lost a popular vote only to be constitutionally elected to the nation's highest office. Under these circumstances, the nation should expect a revolution, he said. He writes, accepting the things that never should have happened is far more difficult. A certain kind of cognitive dissonance, the gap between what is and what should be, can fuel revolutionary sentiment, and not just in a fluffy, radical, chic kind of way. In such situations, acting outside the political process, including through non-peaceful means, becomes more attractive, not necessarily out of hope, but out of despair. The distance between what a society should be and the tragedy of what it actually becomes is less of a problem in democracies, because democracies are supposed to be responsive to voters' demands and grievances. But they aren't always. The gap will grow larger under a Trump president than a Biden one, and this has implications for mass unrest and political violence across American cities. For democracy to work, the losers of elections need to believe that they can win the next time around. Otherwise, their incentives to play the spoiler increase. A breakdown of democracy is always a possibility, but the country is more resilient than it may seem. And consolidated democracy seldom break down in any circumstance. That said, this is one of those propositions that is better left untested. So according to Hamid and the Trump Deranged magazine that ran his little ditty, the only safe answer for America is, of course, Joe Biden, no matter how imperfect he may be. If you can just remember to come to work. The crazy looters and the rioters who bash in businesses and light out streets and property on fire and, threaten and assault and murder the police will probably be so upset that they may never stop. The naivete of this guy is astonishing. It is astonishing. First of all, you're already seeing pushback. And you're seeing pushback of a kind that they can't fight against. You cannot fight someone who knows how to use a weapon. And depending on the weapon, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the case has been made for AR-15s. Now, I saw somebody on TikTok the other day that, you know, if you support Kyle Rittenhouse, your mom is a prostitute. They used the slang term, of course. I thought that was funny. I always like that kind of thing where somebody gets out there and doesn't even understand what they're talking about, and then they make that claim. So in other words, if you don't think the way I think, your mom's a prostitute. Okay. These people, if they do this, and see, this is the other thing. This guy at the Atlantic isn't in the street when these things are happening. He's not in the street. He's not taking part in it. He might be. I could be wrong. He might be taking part in it. But if he is, he's not a combatant. It's a very different thing to run around with, you know, people outnumbering people 20 to 1 and beating them up and winning and, you know, seeming like a combatant than it is to actually round the corner and come up on some people that drink violence for pleasure. And this is the thing about the veteran, the Middle Eastern veteran, the guys that fought on those Middle Eastern wars. They were young. They had no limits put on how many times they could go over there. Vietnam, you were limited to 3. These guys had no limits to how many times they could go over there, and they are very good at what they did. Very good. Very few times in an actual firefight would our people ever lose. They just weren't allowed to win, once again. Rules of engagement. But this guy acts like this is going to happen. And anybody that's reading this and thinking, oh my God, they're going to keep on going. No, they're not. They're not going to be allowed to. They will be stopped. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the CDC says no one at the federal agency advised President Trump to play down the severity of the coronavirus threat. Dr. Robert Redfield also dismissed an anonymous sourced report that says the CDC has been politicized by the White House. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is accusing President Trump of not taking the coronavirus seriously enough.
He continued to lie about COVID-19. He doubled down on the catastrophic mistakes that he's made. And perhaps, worst of all, he made clear that he still doesn't have a plan to bring us out of this crisis.
Biden again speaking from his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. He also says President Trump is not accepting responsibility for the response to the ongoing outbreak. Final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 37 points to finish at 28.32. USA Radio News. Senator Mike Lee from Utah joined a growing number of lawmakers calling on the Department of Justice to carry out an investigation into Netflix over the recent release of the controversial film Cuties. The Republican lawmaker wanting the DOJ to investigate whether children were exploited or taken advantage of during its production.
A movie like this doesn't make it so. They had to use minors in order to produce this material. And the blatantly sexualized manner in which these little girls had to perform in order to do this itself makes the case. It does amount to child sexual exploitation on its face.
The senator speaking there on Fox News. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Big Ten season set to resume October 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I'm getting sort of tired of seeing certain things out there. And one of them that I keep seeing is where they look at these assailants who will have anything in their hands except a gun and say they are unarmed. And listen, I don't even like the part where, you know, it's a person that's just going at somebody hand-to-hand. Because that is not undangerous. That just means they're going hand-to-hand. Part of what kept the Jacob Blake frenzy alive on the left was the fact that he did not have a gun. And as we all talk, and as right now things are happening in Kenosha and elsewhere, and everybody's, you know, they got Jacob Blake's name on a helmet or on the field or something, as all kinds of people pay homage to him, they're still arguing his case. They're still moving it through the courts. The media and the paramilitary fighters on the street imply that the fact that Blake had a knife was inconsequential. To them, he was unarmed. And, you know, the same thing is happening with Ricardo Munoz's death in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. A police officer shot Munoz when the latter came at him with a knife. And this is the thing about a knife. Somebody 21 feet from you, unless you have your weapon up and on them, aimed at their center mass, they're probably going to get in on you in 21 feet and stab you. And stabbings are bad. Close contact knife attacks are horrific, and they are just as deadly as a bullet can be from afar. And the facts are uncontested. The police got a call from Munoz's family that he was off of his schizophrenia medicine. They tried calling crisis intervention, you know, these social workers. Yeah. The people leftists insist will take over future policing, only to have the crisis intervention people direct them to the police. Within seconds of the first police officer to their arrive at coming to the front door, Munoz, who had stabbed four people in 2019, rushed at him with a large knife. Now, me and Dave Harrington talked about this. The officer tried to do everything to keep from shooting him, including running away from him. And still, he had to shoot him. We've seen the body cam footage. You know, it's... you actually have to do some stop frame of it because it's so fast. It's difficult to see the knife in his hand. Only a freeze frame reveals that the knife was at least a 5 or 6 inch blade. Which right now everybody's going, well, 5 or 6 inches, that's not big, is it? Sure, as long as that much penetration into your body with a big piece of steel doesn't bother you. The grotesque, dishonest media, they decided to promptly frame the story to have the police officer play a racially motivated murderous role. Drew Holden, he got on Twitter, said, "We're seeing a narrative evolve in real time in Lancaster, PA, that admits the fact the man who was shot and killed by police was actively trying to kill a police officer, even with body cam evidence. Enormously irresponsible, given, especially given the current climate." Well, yeah, I agree with you there, Drew. He also said, "We'll start with that AP. They just so happened to leave out the reason why the officer was running away, a direct threat against his life, but managed to get the suspect's race involved." And, you know, looking at the headlines, video, officer running away while shooting man with knife. Then there's U.S. News. Holden goes, "Here's at U.S. News, who managed to scrub the knife detail and focuses instead on the trendy topics, police shootings and protests." The headline for that, "Fatal police shooting of man in Pennsylvania sparks protest." Now, one of the reasons the media can get away with shading the coverage as it does is a popular misconception that knives are less lethal than guns. They are not. As the fictional Lord Pete Whimsy accurately said, "A bullet you see may go anywhere, but steel's almost bound to go somewhere. And if someone has gotten close enough to stab you, you're in deep trouble." And for those of you that think you have a stiff constitution, a really strong stomach, just get on the interwebs and go to the Googles and search knife wounds. And don't say that I didn't warn you. Not only can a frenzied knife attack puncture you as effectively, if not more effectively, than someone firing at you from a distance, knife attacks are also incredibly deadly. It is a bigger disruption to your body. From 2015 to 2019, Palestinians stabbed 217 people in Israel, with dozens of people dying from their wounds. If the person gets close, guns can very seldom prevent a knife attack. Once someone's been stabbed, the gun's only going to work to disable or maybe kill the attacker, but he's stabbed. Knife attacks can also be used for mass murder. In 2018, a man entered a middle school in China with a knife and killed 9 students. And the takeaway point from this is that knife attacks are fast and deadly. And when the Lancaster police officer saw a fast-moving schizophrenic coming after him while wielding a big knife, the officer had no choice but to shoot. I'll be honest with you. This dude rode in there. He knew what he was going to go see. He knew who was waiting on him. And yet, instead of opening up on this guy when he came out the door, he pulled back and ran a bit, trying to get away from him, I guess, to see if he would stop. But this was truly a kill-or-be-killed situation. And once again, the left has taken this unambiguously righteous shooting and turned it against the police and used it to justify destroying a community. In 2020, the Democrats, through their unwavering support for Black Lives Matter and Antifa, as well as their open contempt for the police, have proven themselves unfit to govern. They have. Electing Biden will not stop the violence because he isn't against the violence. He likes the violence. The Democrats like the violence. You see, we didn't listen to them. in 2016. This violence is our payback, you see. Electing Biden will increase the violence because the Democrats, having fomented the violence, well, one, they like it. Two, they don't know. They're incapable of stopping it. These are not rowdy types we're talking about here. These are not combatants. This is not some, you know, they're not going to ruck up, throw on their plate carrier, and head out the door. So, unfortunately for the combatants, it will fall to, if they're lucky, the police will get out there and stop them because the police have certain constraints against them. In a self-defense fight, that's the problem here. In a self-defense fight, civilians don't have that constraint once deadly force is realized. Once someone, some assailant, passes this barrier of inevitable, imminent bodily harm or death, it's game on. And it doesn't, you know, you getting arrested and all this other stuff. We're going to see how these things turn out. Strickland, McCluskey, Rittenhouse, we'll see how these things turn out. But, yeah. It just, you know, there's only one way this can go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, there's stupid, and then there's really pig stupid, and then there's Oregon. And that's the astonishing, I guess, picture we have here. Where a suspect, Domingo Lopez Jr., 45, who had been arrested just 12 hours earlier for setting fires, got somehow let out and proceeded to start more fires with the Antifa weapon of choice, the Molotov cocktail, as if that couldn't be foreseen. And the second time around, he set 6 fires. Don't be coming to me anymore about global warming, because Antifa, you got this cat. The big fail here was from the justice system, which let the known firebug, freshly caught in the act, out and about. Obviously, there's something going on with this. How could anyone in authority be this stupid? It's sheer lunacy to let a caught-in-the-act arsonist out at a time of high fires and not guess that he's going to go back to the same thing he was caught doing earlier. But that's exactly what happened. According to the Washington Examiner, the man was released, but police said he had then started 6 more small brush fires early Monday morning along the freeway. Portland Fire and Rescue extinguished 3 of them while passing community members put out the other 3. All were caught early. No one was injured and no structures were burnt. Officers located Domingo Lopez Jr. walking along the shoulder and arrested him. They seized a lighter as evidence. Spock would not like this. This is a whole bunch of disordered logic going on here. Whether of the prosecutor or the Portland cops or the political establishment leading them, you know, the Ted Wheeler crowd, you don't let a live arsonist firebug out when he's been caught once in the act at a time of high disastrous fires, taking out whole towns and creating mass casualty events, as has been the story in Oregon. State currently has 1 million acres on fire, 20 people dead, 40,000 evacuated. Who came up with this idea of letting this freak out? And who was surprised he did what he did? Because as Nancy Pelosi puts it, people will do what they do. Was it because he had a lot of earmarks of Antifa in his use of Molotov cocktails that he got let out, same as your average Portland rider slash looter? Was it because Oregon is pretty much shutting down its law enforcement mechanisms based on the rabid 100-day siege of protests in Portland? You can look at how Bush League the Portland Police website is, for one, a sure sign of underfunding right there. Is it because of some bad new laws regarding bail on the books? At this early stage, nobody knows. But something out there is trying to protect Antifa and the orbit of criminals around them with this lunatic act of letting an arsonist out and then pretending to be surprised that he started more fires. I mean, listen, I told the story the other day of the frog and the scorpion. I mean, anyway. One thing we do know is that the authorities are downplaying the damage the fiend did, saying the fires were small and put out. No big deal. We also know that Facebook is trying to suppress any information about Antifa involvement in these fires. And that has a funny smell in light of the fact that the arsonist used Molotov cocktails to set his blazes, the Antifa weapon of choice, instead of just plain matches or cans of gasoline, as your ordinary arsonist would do. Does anybody have a spare Molotov cocktail on hand? Portland cops even posted a picture of it. Looks like he used a cleaning solvent bottle for it. And here's the other disturbing detail, and he's not the only one. A creep was arrested for arson in Lane County, and three other firebugs were arrested in Washington and California, suggesting quite possibly, I don't know, some sort of a pre-coordinated plan. Antifa, remember, said that if they didn't get what they wanted, the cities will burn. And here's the evidence the problem is real, because Oregon residents, not the dolts in Portland who vote blue and hold all the political power, are terrified. CNN reports that some of them started stopping unfamiliar cars into their towns at gunpoint. That shouldn't surprise anybody. CNN tuts that activity, but it's pretty obvious that Oregon's normals are convinced that the authorities aren't about to protect them, and they're scared enough to take matters into their own hands. It's also disturbing that at a time like this, the Oregon fire marshal has resigned for murky reasons, a development that will be sure to hold more revelations, none of them likely to make the leftist running Oregon look good. There's some kind of chaos churning among the leftists running that state, and Antifa and arsonists seem to be protected, which is why they're running wild. This sounds like something really, really corrupt. And all this kid glove treatment of Antifa, all this effort to spare their delicate feelings from critics, a sort of protection racket of Antifa, and, you know, all at the expense of the law-abiding. And now there's this kid-glove treatment of a live arsonist who uses Antifa's weapon of choice. It's almost like they had a presence in government, isn't it? Letting this fiend out does not make sense, and Oregon's authorities apparently aren't bothered about looking like fools every time they bow to the forces of lawlessness. There's something worse for them, I guess, that's worse, you know, than it is than looking like a fool, I guess. I don't know. That's the craziest stuff I've ever heard. The absolute craziest stuff. Now, going to Chicago real quick. Going to Chicago. Their recurring theme, you know. Chicago is the poster child of violence. And to be fair, it's pretty damn bad. It doesn't matter just how you shake it, it's bad. In fact, it was bad enough before everything exploded all over the country with a brief lull during the lockdown. And now it's worse than ever. And then again, stuff like this might play a factor, like the West Side man on house arrest for a gun case is accused of opening fire on members of a family he just met at a weekend party in South Austin, killing two and wounding three others before someone shot him, prosecutors said Monday. Cook County prosecutors described in court how a late-night gathering with cocktails and music turned bloody early Saturday when Tommy Jordan, 39, fired 7 to 10 shots into a group of revelers, striking five relatives outside a two-story apartment building on the 100 block of North Central Avenue. One of those wounded, a concealed carry license holder, pulled his own gun and wounded Jordan before dying, authorities said. So much for the whole concealed carriers have never stopped a mass shooting nonsense. It's a damn shame the armed citizen died. But he's a hero, no matter how you cut it. Not the overpaid crybabies that put an accused rapist name on their uniform. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Anyway, Jordan, who shared a home with his mother on Pine Avenue where the shooting occurred, faces two counts of first-degree murder, three counts of attempted murder. He remained hospitalized in critical condition Monday, but his condition has improved, Assistant State's Attorney James Murphy told a judge during a hearing broadcast on YouTube. A judge ordered Jordan held without bail and granted a request by prosecutors to also hold Jordan for violating the terms of his bond from an April felony gun case when he was placed on electronic monitoring and confined to his home. Now, I hate to tell you this, but most gun laws are ridiculous, but if the law's on the books and you're going to attempt to enforce them, then you enforce them. And the idea of a criminal being held at home, and I'm assuming that this wasn't his first rodeo since the most likely weapons charge is possession by a felon, where their life can be nice and cushy, that's not exactly filling anyone with confidence that Chicago has a handle on their issues. If he was enough of a threat that he couldn't be back on the streets, he probably should have stayed locked up. We're just going to let you out on the honor system, Mr. Jordan. You'll do what you're supposed to do, right? You won't shoot nobody, right? Hey, you're not an arsonist, are you? We'll see what his rap sheet looks like. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.